us on all about you. A true song as real as my tears. But you've no need to fear it, cause no one will hear it. Bad songs and waltzes are selling this year. I'll tell all about how you cheated. I'd like for the whole world to hear. I'd like to get even with you, cause you're leaving. But sad songs and waltzes are selling this year. It's a good thing. You don't know how lucky you are. Though my record may say no one will play it, sad songs and waltzes are selling this year. It's a good thing that I'm not a star. You don't know how lucky you are. Though my record may say it, no one will play it. Sad songs and waltzes are selling.
My talent beats my
they love my voice just to tell me that I am an opera singer. I will sing when you are there. I sing the mountains coming apart. I sing what can be. Greetings, we are Cake and we are here to serve you. Big round of applause for Calexico. Rip it into tiny shreds. That would be perfect. Well, your CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Yeah, I pick it to concert and drinking at clubs. Sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll? That proves you were there, that you heard of them first. Now you afford your rock and roll lifestyle. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle. So tell me, how much did you pay for the chunk of his guitar? The one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show. And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar? One which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show. And how long will the workers keep building the new one? As long as the hurricane are red, white, and blue. Thank you. leather and hospital bills, tattoo removal and dozens of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components. Now, how are you for your rock and roll? Maybe you could sing along to that one at the end. You could all sing, billionaire in space. Billionaire Tell me what's it gonna Tell me what's it gonna take. So next time we come to town, you can do that. Beautiful singing power of the Southland. Powerful voices. Should we do one more new one? This is new to us. This is an old George Jones did it. A lot of people did it. And I can't sing as well as he used to sing, but we do other things with the song. We think we bring something new to it. And it begins with Mr. Zan McCurdy on the electric guitar. Just because I asked a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, oh, just because I got her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old places, where the memories of her linger everywhere, oh, just because song. It's just as good as a new song sometimes. It's been a long time since I've seen your smiling face. It's been a long time since I've seen a sunny day. since we drove your bomb. Of the greater San Diego Oceanside area. Cheer for yourselves. Nobody slowed it down, nobody sped it up. Everything is just right now. Thank you.
Powerful voices. That was not an easy part to sing, was it? But you did it, and your brain is probably better off. The elasticity is improved. Okay. Speaking of elasticity, nobody knows what's going to happen. Shit can get really weird. Anything can happen right now. The uncertainty is heavy in the air, isn't it? Here's a song about uncertainty that was written probably before anyone here was even born. It's a song called Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps. And this is a super negative song. If you just went through a terrible, I don't know, divorce experience or right there, man. Or maybe you got fired today. And you took it pretty personally. Or maybe you're just on a psychedelic drug that's making you way too open. Whatever the deal is, maybe this is a song you could take a little walk. But if you're like me and you like to drill down into the negative space, maybe through the negative space to the other side of it with me, you can sing along to this chorus. You're welcome. It doesn't bother me. If you'd like to go ahead and experience the inexpensive therapy, really, of expressing negativity in a group setting. So it's safe. Here's a song called Sick of You. because maybe we need to start practicing this. Maybe doing this really well will improve your status in the coming months in the United States of America. Every shiny toy that first brings you joy will always start to cloy and annoy. Every camera, every phone, all the music that you own will change the fact you're all alone. If every piece of land, every city that you plan will crumble into tiny grains of sand. If everything you find that it first keeps you shy always turns it to the same old game old thing. Drawing a line right now from this microphone stand all the way back like that. All the way back, there's a person standing in a well-lit balcony. So it goes right like that. So everybody on this side of the line will sing one part of the chorus, and everyone on this side will sing another part of the chorus. If you're right on that line, people, you know who you are, don't you? It's cool. It's been this way your whole life. You have friends on both sides. It's all right. It's not all right right now. This is an emergency. You need to figure this shit out. Okay, so we're gonna start with the minority side of the chorus. Seems like there's fewer people on this side, but I think they are powerful. They're powerful voices. Listen to their power. They're making screechy sounds. This is the escapist side of the chorus. These are the people who, when life becomes confusing or terrifying, they turn to things like vampires, video games, parkour. Legal and illegal drugs. Online shopping experiences. And it's about your freedom, your personal freedom, isn't it? So with freedom in your mind, you will begin singing without hesitation or embarrassment. I wanna fly. Can you sing that? And a little bit more freedom. Okay, that's beautiful. Now be ready to do that again. Can you do that? Okay, you're coming in just a second. Were you singing people up there? I don't feel like you really were. Now you make noise. I want you to participate in this for your own good. And now we turn to the angry side of the chorus. These are the people who are enjoying the gratuitous freak out of hostility that is so popular, in the United States of America. You, you are freaking out on the internet when someone is wrong on the internet. You are about to explode with powerful anger on the highway, on the smooth, smooth San Diego highway in your car when someone is driving like a fucking idiot. And it's all somebody else's fault, isn't it? That you can't control your emotions very well. And so you will begin singing. I'm so sick of you, so sick of me. I don't wanna be with you.
I'm so sick of you, so sick of me. I don't wanna be with you.
Getting angrier. This is not angry enough. Here comes the escape inside. Which is more powerful? I don't even know, in San Diego, California, escapism or gratuitous hostility. I don't even know right now. Both sides, so powerful. There's so much you can do here. So much you can do here with all this power. I don't feel like the people up there, they think that everybody else is going to do the work for them. I think we should march up there right now.
Start dying, so you might as well have a good time. Oh yeah, well, she goes. Sunset Strip. I wanna feel the emptiness of our knees with stupid bending. Sunset Strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Both my feet with stupid bending. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. All right, oh yeah.
Powerful voices. Those of you who bothered to say, some of you just chewed gum. Maybe you're nervous, you just gotta keep chewing. But those of you who sang, I wanna let you know a scientific fact that you, by singing, simple singing activity, released feel-good chemicals into your bloodstream. like a beer that you didn't have to pay for. You made your own. Forgot about something super important. It almost completely slipped my mind, but we forgot to give away a tree tonight. So I think we can still do it though. If you're unfamiliar with Cake or not that familiar with the band, we've been giving trees away at our shows, which is weird, sort of, but also not a horrible thing to do. If you go to our website, there is a map of the entire Earth, and there are tree icons over different places on the Earth, and you can click on these tree icons and a photograph of, for instance, Hans in Berlin, Germany, standing next to his apple tree, or Jeff in Fresno, California, with his olive tree. That's a good place. Or after tonight, maybe somebody here will be up on the website, standing next to their new tree that they just planted. And the idea is as the years roll on and we all, like, who knows what happens to our good looks, but no matter what, you send update photographs of the tree getting taller and stronger, and you inevitably aging out. And we all get to see that. And that's all there is to it. It's not some environmental thing, don't worry. But we think everybody should plant at least one tree during the course of your life. You have to do it. So if you don't win the tree, figure out how to plant one, because it's crazy to go back to a tree that you planted like 10 years later and have it be like 25 feet tall. It dwarfs your sense of time. So anyway, I just want to say a couple more things. If you think you can take care of a tree for long, if you're just a drunk guy that wants to get all the stuff tonight, maybe this is not for you. Maybe you need to stop and think about it. I'm gonna ask a question. If you think you know the answer to the question, quietly raise your hand. Don't make any noise, because if you make noise, I'll avoid that whole part of the audience. And if you shout out even the correct answer, I will just avoid you, and somebody else might get that correct answer and take what could have been your tree. And that would suck for you. And also, the noise that you made me avoid all those other people around you, and now they're gonna resent you for the rest of the show. So those are some things I wanted to communicate before giving the tree away. You don't have to own property, but you have to have a plan. Maybe you're a school teacher. There's a playground area. It's ridiculous. There's no trees. Maybe you work for a powerful corporation, and there's a smoking area by the parking lot, and there's no shade, and it's ridiculous. Maybe you love your grandmother, but she's not gonna be here too much longer, and you know you're getting her house, and it's a cool house. But you're sad about, you're gonna be sad when she goes, but it's a cool house, and this is gonna be perfect. You can just get it started right now. You don't have to tell her. You can give it to her as a gift. Okay, so those are some things I wanted to tell you about. And so the only other thing is, just remember not to make noise, just quiet, like first grade. What kind of tree is this? People are shouting. I'm gonna go with you, sir. You're super quiet. Yes, sir, with your hat up in the air. It is a California pepper tree. Come on up here, sir. You have a good place for it? Come up here and get your tree. I chose somebody that looks like a big guy with muscles. I almost called out a woman, but I thought, damn, this is a giant tree. Look at this. How is he gonna get this home on the bus? which I hope he took the bus here, but it is a California pepper tree. It grows well around here. You've seen it before around here. It's not going to be hard to grow this tree for him. What's your name? Big round of applause for Matt. Matt, who could tell from about 25 or 30 feet away that this was indeed a California pepper tree. Now, Matt, you promised to get this into the ground within a month or so that all these people could see that you kept your word. You got this into the ground, and you'll take a picture of yourself next to the tree. He said, yeah, you saw him nod, right? He said he's going to do it. This is almost like a legally binding contract with all these witnesses, Matt. And now, Matt, as the years roll on, you promise, no matter what happens to your good looks, you promise to get this. Will you send photographs to us every few years or so of the tree getting bigger and stronger? Okay, Matt, it's yours. If you can carry it, it's yours. That is a giant tree. Big round, another round of applause for Matt. He's probably going to struggle with that tree a little bit. This is for the person who's really sad they didn't get a tree. And they don't feel like they have to sing along because they're so far back there. Super, super removed for them. But there's a dark side to the tree giveaway. There's a super dark part of this. Sometimes people just take the tree, make the promise, and disappear into the night, never to be heard from again. What the fuck, right? It happened in London, England. There was a woman, she seemed like a perfectly nice person. She took the tree, she said, yes, I will take care of this tree. We never heard from her again. Hopefully it was like a car accident or something. And not betrayal. Because betrayal is the worst thing, right? That's the worst thing of all. So if you see Matt walking around town like there's no big deal, and you haven't seen his picture up on our website, you have my permission to hunt him down with your disapproval at the supermarket. He's like checking out the apples. Because that's what community is all about, isn't it? That's part of it. We'll be right back.
headed for a storm. Don't you see it building in the sky? Don't you think it's time to swim to shore? Cause when the sea we sink and the sun gets low, when the winds retire into darkness below, I know Ruby sees on.
We'll keep in touch, though, won't we? Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate your patronage. We realize that in a city, an outlying area like San Diego and all the other cities around San Diego, we realize that you have your choice of bands and entertainment options and sporting events and gambling experiences, probably. And we thank you for spending this time with Cake. Thank you all. But we'll keep in touch. Hopefully we'll see you again. It won't be the same, though, as being here together right now in this new, beautiful new facility. It won't be the same, but we'll try to keep in touch. Sometimes we'll talk on the phone. We'll monitor each other on using social networking. We'll see what we're eating. But it won't be the same. Will I need your arms around me? I need to feel your touch.
Show me we're always on this road. I'm supposed to have you.
things you gotta do now.
People up there. I don't know how to please you. Thank you all. Thank you for coming. Yes. Yes.
Short skirt and a long
candy bank, we will meet accidentally. Let's stop to talk when she borrows my pen.
Crawling, your mercy's gone.
reluctantly crouched after starting by. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, turning and burning. They yearn for the cup, they deftly maneuver and muscle the rain. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the current. The prowess is potent and secret is stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and driving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and driving and hugging the curve and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind he's still driving, don't make me afraid. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and chasing and climbing the course, fighting and riding, 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 riding.